I'm not contending for nor against any form of government, nor for nor against any party, here or elsewhere. That which a whole nation chooses to do, it has a right to do. Mr. Burke says no. Where, then, does the right exist? I'm contending for the rights of the living, and against their being willed away and controlled and contracted for by the manuscript assumed authority of the dead. And Mr. Burke is contending for the authority of the dead over the rights and freedom of the living. There was a time when kings disposed of their crowns by will upon their deathbeds and consigned the people, like beasts of the field, to whatever successor they appointed. This is now so exploded as scarcely to be remembered, and so monstrous as hardly to be believed. But the parliamentary clauses upon which Mr. Burke builds his political church are of the same nature. The laws of every country must be analogous to some common principle. In England, no parent or master, nor all the authority of Parliament, omnipotent as it has called itself, can bind or control the personal freedom even of an individual beyond the age of 21 years. On what ground of right, then, could the Parliament of 1688, or any other Parliament, bind all posterity for ever? Those who have quitted the world, and those who have not yet arrived at it, are as remote from each other as the utmost stretch of mortal imagination can conceive. What possible obligation, then, can exist between them? What rule or principle can be laid down, that of two nonentities, the one out of existence and the other not in, and who never can meet in this world, the one should control the other to the end of time? In England, it is said that money cannot be taken out of the pockets of the people without their consent. But who authorised, or who could authorise, the Parliament of 1688 to control and take away the freedom of posterity, who were not in existence to give or to withhold their consent, and limit and confine their right of acting in certain cases for ever? A greater absurdity cannot present itself to the understanding of man than what Mr. Burke offers to his readers. He tells them, and he tells the world to come, that a certain body of men who existed 100 years ago made a law, and that there does not exist in the nation, nor ever will, nor ever can, a power to...